Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. And while there's a lot in those lessons, we can't get everything in, and so we're putting a magnifying glass on some of the verses in these podcasts. Today, we're looking at Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13. It reads, "But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness." Now this follows on from verse 12. In verse 12, the writer is giving his readers a see to it instruction, which comes up more than once in the book of Hebrews. See to it that you don't develop this sinful, unbelieving heart, the rebellion that the Israelites had in the desert, that kind of spirit, and that kind of action, and the consequences that come from that. But he says now, the solution to that is verse 13, encourage one another daily, so that you don't get hardened by sin's deceitfulness. And sin is deceitful. The devil, in fact, is a deceiver. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes. He's a schemer and he's a deceiver. Sin is his prime weapon. We know that. That's how he likes to deceive us, that sin is worth it. And indeed, it never is, though we get confused at times. But we need each other to avoid that deception. We certainly need the power of Christ, we need the power of the Holy Spirit, but this is teaching us that we also need one another. We will never fight sin effectively if we do not allow each other to help each other with that fight against sin. He says we should encourage one another. The word here, encourage, is parakleiting. It's the word of a confident, heartening captain before battle. It's often used in secular Greek literature of a naval or a military commander putting strength into his sailors or soldiers. And there's a military picture there, but I think that applies not only to those of us who feel confident in that kind of scenario, but for all of us, we need to put courage into one another so that we don't become hardened by sin's deceitfulness. And I don't think this is only about sin, but it's about our purpose. We're meant to help each other to stay saved. And this historical situation in the church was really desperate. It was one in which Christians were already forsaking the fellowship. Hebrews 10, 24 to 25, they were giving up meeting together. And so the repentance that's called for here is not solely focused on their rejection, on them rejecting a drift toward Judaism, which seems to be happening, but it is also the tendency towards personal isolationism. They were becoming comfortable with being isolated. And if we're going to deal with sin in our lives of specific areas, we're more likely to resolve that if we repent of isolationism. Isolationism will breed further sin. And yet, coming together and being together and talking together on our level of talking about our hearts and about our sin will help us to then deal with the specifics of the sins. We can't expect to deal with sin in our lives whilst we remain isolated. And in the end, the best way for us to do this is not only to see each other, but to bring the word of God to each other. For that is what the writer is doing here. In his whole, this word of exhortation, as he calls it in chapter 13, in his whole letter, he is using the word of God to help his readers to understand and to be inspired to make the changes that will ensure their faithfulness, not just now, but for the rest of their lives, and that they will make it, that they will not fall into the trap of rebellion, the deceitfulness of sin, but they will instead have hope, have confidence for a close relationship with God through Jesus Christ now, and the hope of eternal life with God, that they will indeed make it, that they will not be cut off like the Israelites in the desert, but they will be instead like those hearts of Caleb and Joshua who made it into the promised land. And so today, let us not be hardened, but let us encourage one another. Who could you encourage today? Well, next time we'll go on to the next verse. Until then, if you want to know more about our church work, it's nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and you can find us in iTunes. Look for MCCX in podcasts. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.